Beginning, Colonel, and if you would give us a snapshot of your life from when you were growing up as a boy and what interested you in music, and we'll shoot right up through that high school career. It is all yours, my friend.
May I make one comment before?
Please.
I'm both honored and humbled at the opportunity to have been chosen to give my presentation in my career. Thank you so much to the board. My childhood, I guess, is the classic example of the poor child of Italian immigrants. My mom and dad were born in Italy and came to this country separately, met in Brooklyn, New York. There was a neighborhood Italian grocery store, a little mom and pop operation, that he bought for back taxes. And it was a rough, rough go during that Depression period. And I can remember very clearly having a can of beans for dinner for my brother and me and my parents. So things were really tough. But we didn't know because everybody was poor in those days. But there was an Italian ghetto whereby everybody in the neighborhood spoke Italian. And they came to my dad's grocery store to do their shopping. So I learned to speak Italian before I spoke English. And when I went to kindergarten, I couldn't speak English.
Really?
I still have trouble. But anyway, my first experience with music, my dad loved music. And every Saturday afternoon, he had the Metropolitan Opera on and sang along with all of the arias in his crackety old voice. And he wanted me to be another Enrico Caruso. And of course, I have the world's worst voice. So he loved this country and joined the American Legion. He had served in the Italian Army and then in the American Army and joined the American Legion. He took me to the basement of the Catholic Church right across the street from where we lived. And it was a touring company from Syracuse. Very poor sets. I think it was a piano player and about two woodwinds and about two strings. And that was the orchestra. But when they did the intermezzo from Cavalleria Toscana, that was the opera, I just melted. And to this day, it's my favorite 48 measures of music. And and the very poor orchestra, I think, like I said, about four or five instrumentalists and a piano. But it really touched me deeply. And I told my dad about it. I said, I just love that. So the American Legion had a fife and drum corps, the Sons of the American Legion. So I played fife when I was 9 and 10 years old. It was the year after I'd heard the opera. And then when I went to junior high, it was natural that I would play flute from fife. So I played both in the band and orchestra in junior high. It was a junior-senior high kind of a thing. And then in 1939, my freshman year, Burton E. Stanley came to conduct the Cortland High School band, and he really changed my life. He was one of those dedicated people who treated everybody. He knew we were dirt poor, and I took private lessons from him and never charged me a nickel. He was that kind of a guy. And I want to skip forward very, very quickly. Recently, I formed and funded a scholarship in his name at Ithaca College, and told him what he had done for me personally. He said, Arnold, I do that for all of my pupils. He was very humble. And he did. But in any event, when I was a senior in 1942, my brother was working in Washington, D.C. at the government printing office. And I had heard the United States Navy Band on tour, and I wanted to play in the Navy Band. Because those assembly programs, and maybe some of you are old enough to remember, we had to pay 10 cents. And a lot of my colleagues didn't have 10 cents, but my dad loved music enough that he really dug deep to give me 10 cents to hear the United States Navy Band. So that December of 42, I took the train to Washington, D.C., and stayed with my brother, took the streetcar over to the Navy Yard, and auditioned for the staff there, and they gave me a letter which meant that I was a bypass specialist. In those days, when you went to the induction center, you could pick your branch of service, Army, Navy, Marines, or Air Force. So, or Army Air Corps it was in those days. So in June of 43, when I enlisted after high school, I enlisted on June 28, 6 days later, I enlisted. And I went to the induction center. Here's my letter from the United States Navy Band. Too bad, it doesn't count. Everybody's going to the Army. Oh my gosh.